As now on Burst, Simon Rushbrook speaks to Alejandro Sanchez about Spanish music in Songs from Spain.
While English and American music continue to do well in both English-speaking countries and worldwide, the same cannot be said of world music over here. Why there's such a minority interest in this music is something I wish to explore in this program. Just one of these underappreciated forms is Spanish guitar music and songs. In this program, I'll be speaking to Alejandro Sanchez about the music he loves both listening to and playing.
Thanks for coming in, Alex.
Thank you very much, Simon.
I see you've brought your guitar with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to discuss with you some of the music from Spain. We heard at the beginning some traditional Spanish music. What do you associate with traditional Spanish music?
Well, traditional music, Spanish music, is probably flamenco. Well, this is a typical Spanish music that is mainly produced in the south of Spain, in the region known as Andalucía. You know, there are many different kind of flamenco, as maybe you know flamenco. We have what is flamenco de Cantejondo. We have sevillanas, rumbas.
Is there lyrics or is it just music based?
Well, it's more music based. Well, the lyrics are not very, very long. Many times they are repeated.
What do you think makes Spanish music so unique?
It could be maybe the mixture of cultures we have there in Spain. We have had Arabs influence. You know, we have Arab civilization in Spain for I don't know how many years, and maybe because we are so close to Morocco, we had many things in common, and probably one of those is the music. I think that's maybe the thing that makes it special. It's so unique. It has been developed for a very, very long time. It's very personal.
Could you play us an example of a traditional Spanish song?
We'll play Sevillana.
Te canto esta sevillana pa' decirte que te quiero, pa' decirte que te quiero. Canto esta sevillana pa' decirte que te quiero, porque luego a cara a cara y a decirlo no me atrevo, y a decirlo no me atrevo. Se me nubla la garganta, se me nublan los sentidos cuando te miro a los ojos y tú me miras a los míos. Y no encuentro explicación que las palabras no salgan. Yo no encuentro explicación que no salgan las palabras cuando habla el corazón.
That's very nice, thank you very much. How long have you been playing the guitar for?
I think I had my first guitar lesson the summer of 94. But I didn't start playing seriously. By seriously, I mean playing almost every day until the last 2 years.
Can you remember the first tune you ever played?
I think so. I think it was the Romancero Anónimo. Spanish classic music. So old, I don't really know who composed it, so I don't really know how old is it.
So the tunes we've heard so far could be classified as traditional. What about more contemporary Spanish music? What's the situation there?
Well, right now in Spain, I think we have practically the same as here in England or United States. Pop music, we have, I don't know, Celtic music as well. In Spain, we have rock, we have many kinds. Authors have made this like a mixture between pop music and flamenco.
Porque me falta el aliento, la fruta, la pasta, la gana de verte, el encanto, la salsa, la luz de mis ojos, mía de la manga, tus ojitos rojos, me falta, me falta, me falta el aliento. La fruta, la pasta, la gana de verte.
Why do you think there's so little interest in Spanish music in the UK?
Well, I've been living here in Bournemouth for the last 4 years, And something that I've noticed is that you're not, you know, English culture is not very open, know about things that happen here in Britain or maybe in the States, but you don't really care. You're not interested in what happened or what other countries have. The main problem could be the language. While in Spain or in some other countries, because English is so important and people speak English, they can hear English music. But here in England, you know, because Spanish music is sung in Spanish, you don't like to not to understand what the song is about.
Could you play us something modern?
Okay, we'll play a song by Ismael Serrano that is called Kilómetro Cero.
Habitado como mi colchón, el verano en que me hice mayor, y ella que ya no llama, tanta ciudad y tan poco por hacer, gente que sueña su siesta y que mira por la ventana, gente que pierde a sus hijos al nacer, buscando entre tus piernas lo que ayer han dado por perdido. Gente que miente por un trozo de calor, rezando por que pare el ascensor, atrapado con perdido.
Kilómetro cero, respira en el centro de la ciudad. Que se pierde al escapar. Kilómetro cero, comienzo de los días que han de venir, la lluvia que se derrama por ti. Yeah, yeah.
During that song, I faded you out and put on the record to compare how it sounds live and how it sounds recorded. Do you think this is music that can be appreciated on record, or that it should be heard live?
Well, I think like any other music, it's much better to listen to it in live. It's more special. It's more, you know, gives you another sensations. But yes, it also can be enjoyed very much if you listen at home.
Who are your musical heroes?
My musical heroes, well, I like this guy that's called Ismael Serrano. I actually love Pedro Guerra, and I like Smashing Pumpkins. I like, well, like classic music as well. I love Tchaikovsky. I don't know, many groups, Spanish groups, foreign groups.
So unlike the English not appreciating Spanish music, you managed to appreciate English music?
Yes, maybe because we hear English music in Spain. More than the words, I appreciate more the music.
Well, that's the case for most people in Spain.
Yeah, the melody.
Earlier on you mentioned that the one of the problems was the language. Could you possibly translate some lyrics from that song you sang for us?
Okay, let's try. Madrid deserted like my mattress, the summer in which I grew up, and she doesn't call. So much city and so little to do. People that dream their siesta and that look through the window. People that lies for a piece of heat, that pray for the lift to start stuck with you. Mothers lose their children when they are born, looking for what they thought was lost between your legs.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You're welcome, Simon.
And we're going to play out with one final tune. What's that tune called?
It's called Pájaros de Barro, and it's sung by Manolo García.
Por si el tiempo me arrastra a playas desiertas. Hoy cierro yo el libro de las horas muertas. Hago pájaros de barro. Hago pájaros de barro y los echo a volar.